interview of Barbara Walters, Mel Gibson made this statement. I'm not preaching against Mel Gibson or for Mel Gibson. I'm not preaching for the movie The Passion or against the movie The Passion. By the way, I guess I'm for it. Anything gets you think about what Jesus did, I'm for it.
Amen.
But in that interview, Mel Gibson made the statement to Miss Barbara Walters. He said, "Now you need to understand, we are all God's children." That's not the truth. Now, a true statement would have been, "We are all God's creation." Had it not been for the providence of God and the power of God, you would not be breathing His air. Were not for the grace of God, you would not be breathing God's air.
Amen.
Would you agree with that?
Amen.
We are God's creation, but we're not all God's children.
Right.
I'm glad I could sing with Miss Dougie this morning and say I am a child of the King. You can be turning your Bible to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. That'd be right after 1 Timothy. Right after 2 Thessalonians. I'm trying to help you find it. 2 Timothy. I was not always God's child. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was not always a child of God. I was always God's creation. One day at 19 years old, God adopted me into His family, whereby I can cry, according to the book of Romans, Abba, Father. Got a new daddy now. Got a new father. Amen. Jesus looked at a crowd in the book of Matthew, and He said, "Ye are," and these were religious people.
Right.
There are a lot of religious people in the world. Doesn't mean they're God's children.
Yeah. Right.
Matter of fact, they might even be religious leaders. Just because you hold a position in a religious organization does not make you a child of the King. Jesus looked at that crowd and said, "Ye are of your father, the devil." So we're not all God's children.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm one of them.
Amen.
You say, "Well, what if I'm not?" Well, you can be before you get out here today. I'm going to read a statement in 2 Timothy chapter number 1. How many of you have found that verse of Scripture? Or that 2 Timothy, y'all found it, chapter number 1. Well, everybody looking at a Bible this morning. I'm glad we've got a book.
Yes.
Say that again. I'm glad we've got a book.
Amen.
You're not going off the preacher's ideas or the preacher's thoughts, but we've got the Word of God to base what we believe upon.
Right.
There's a lot of made-up religion.
Amen.
Would you agree with that? The Mormon Church of the Latter-day Saints, made-up religion. A guy had a dream. That's where the whole religion is founded, off of a dream. I think he ate too much pizza before he went to bed. He dreamed he saw an angel. The angel's name was Moroni. He told him where he could find some special glasses. That with those special glasses, he could read a special book. I'm telling you. Made up.
Amen.
The religion of Islam, fastest growing religion in the world today. Made up.
Amen.
I'm glad I don't have a religion, I have a Savior.
Amen.
I'm not religious, I'm saved.
Amen.
Paul makes a statement in 2 Timothy chapter number 1. I want you to look with it, verse number 12, and look at it real good. It'll be a little bit different this morning. I'm going to teach you a lesson instead of preach you a sermon. If you've got a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, if you don't have a piece of paper, write it on your bulletin, but I'm going to give you some scriptures and a bunch of them this morning. And if there's one thing you need to know where you're going to spend eternity when you die. You need to get that thing settled in your heart today. Paul said, for the which cause, verse number 12, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. Now, here's where we're going this morning. He said, for I, say the next word with me.
No.
For I what?
No.
I'm glad he didn't say, Brother BJ, for I think. I'm glad he didn't insert the word for I hope. I talked to people, Brother Charles, and asked them the question, asked the man on the airplane yesterday, if you die today, do you know if heaven is in your home? He said, well, I hope so. And I spent the better part of the trip trying to convince him that it was more than a hope-so thing, but that he couldn't know.
Amen.
I shared some scriptures with him, and he said this. He said, I'll be thinking about that.
Yeah.
So, well, I hope you will. But you can know before you get off this plane.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all your help. He said, I'll be thinking about it.
Amen.
Honestly, I'm not going to think about it this morning. I'm going to be sure about it.
Amen.
Paul said, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Amen.
To me, Brother Charles, as I read that, it sounds like that this writer of 2 Timothy, which we know as the Apostle Paul, in that verse of scripture right there, it seems like he's pretty confident in his salvation.
Amen.
Would you agree with that?
Amen.
I mean, there's not no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not no hope so. It's not a think so. He said, I know.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, well, I just don't know if you can know. The man on the plane asked me that very question. He said, Reverend, and I allow people like that to call me Reverend, don't you do it. He said, Reverend, I'm not really sure if I can really know. Well, have I got a verse for you?
Yeah.
John said, these things have I written that you may. No, it's not hope, it's not think, it's not wish, it's not, there's no ifs added to it, Brother Charles.
Amen.
We may know that we have eternal life.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad it's a no-so thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul said, I'm persuaded. And here's the title of the message this morning. Are you persuaded?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Are you persuaded? I got to be honest with you, there are days when I don't feel saved.
Yeah. Right.
Week before last, I had the flu. Brother Freddy, I was not laying in my bed in a cold sweat praising God.
Right.
I didn't wake up running a fever, shouting hallelujah, it's good to be saved.
Amen.
Are y'all okay?
Amen.
I did not feel saved, but I was saved.
Amen.
I did not feel like I was going to heaven when I died. I only felt like I was going to die.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness right there?
Amen.
I don't always feel saved, but I always know that I am.
Amen.
We're living in a day when it's, and I don't want to be ugly this morning, but some preachers, all they do is cause confusion.
Yeah.
I don't want my church confused.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go to bed wondering every night.
Yeah.
Did I lose my salvation today?
Yeah.
So another, that's why I'm preaching this message this morning. I know the guy on the plane is not here. But he's the one who prompted what I'm doing today. He said, well, I thought I was one time.
Yeah.
If you ever was, you still is.
Amen.
That's probably not good English, but if you ever was, you still is.
Yeah.
November the 13th, 1964, I was born into the White family. I was born to Eddie Woodrow White and Sandra Wigley White. And I've got a birth certificate, and I've got one in my drawer at home, but there's one recorded in the courthouse in Dallas, Georgia, that on November 13th, 1964, Ed Edward Roy White was born into this world.
Amen.
There's a certificate saying that.
Yes, sir.
I could go to the courthouse and change my name.
Yeah.
Or I know you used to go.
Yeah.
I could go change my name.
Yeah.
But I can't change my mama.
Yeah. Amen.
I can't change my dad.
Yeah.
I cannot change my DNA.
Amen.
I'm a Y, and it doesn't matter what I call myself.
Amen.
I'm a Y till the day I die.
Yes.
Are we okay?
Amen.
And you are who you are.
Sure.
You cannot change your DNA. I was talking about that blood that's running through your veins.
Yes.
But I'm glad on New Year's Eve, some 33, 34, 35 years ago, I got a blood transfusion. And I was born into another family. And there ain't nothing I can do. Hey, I might deny him. I might walk away from him. But at the end of the day, I am a child of the King. Somebody said, well, what if you mess up and what if you fall? I'm a messed up Christian. And I'm a fallen Christian. But I'm still God's child.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, parents. Y'all look up here and be real honest. How many of you have children that have disappointed you at one time or another?
Amen.
Can I ask you another question? Are they still yours?
Yes.
Amen.
Are they still yours?
Yes.
Sometimes you may not want to claim them.
Amen.
Sometimes you might want to say, ah, it ain't mine. But at the end of the day, it's yours. It's part of your bone and it's flesh of your flesh. At the end of the day, Jesus may not be proud of
me.
He may not be pleased with me. He may not be praising me. But at the end of the day, he has to say, he's mine.
Amen.
Are you okay?
Amen.
This morning as we read our verse, keep your Bibles out. Paul said, I'm persuaded. I'm convinced that what I've committed unto him, what? My soul.
Yeah.
What I've committed unto him, my eternity. He's able.
Yes, sir.
He's able to keep it, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God I've got a Savior who's able to not just save me, but he's able to keep me.
Yes, sir.
I've said this, I'll get to it in a minute, but I've said this for years. If you can lose your salvation, what sin is it that you commit that causes you to lose it? Which sin?
Amen.
We sin every day, do we not?
Right.
Come on, talk to me. Do we sin every day? Some of you sin since you got in this church.
Yeah.
You said, preacher, I hadn't done nothing. What have you thought?
Amen.
Yeah. We sin every day. What sin causes you to lose your salvation?
Yeah.
Now listen to me. I'm not being ugly. I love Jimmy Swagger.
Yeah.
I don't agree with his doctrine.
Yeah.
But there's nobody. I love to hear him sit down at that piano. He's probably in his 70s now, probably late 70s. I saw him on TV here just the other day. He still got it, brother. He sat down at that piano and them little fingers pop up like that, man. He played that piano and sang like it ain't nobody's business. And preach the house down.
Right.
But he'll preach, you can lose your salvation.
Right. Yes.
Back several years ago, many years ago now, Brother Jimmy got caught up with prostitutes. I've never heard him say he lost his.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not being mean. I love the man. Thank God for his ministry. Thank God for his work. But his doctrine is not right. If it was right, then unless he got re-saved, which he never said he did,
you're right.
He went on public television and apologized. But he never said, I got born again.
Amen.
He didn't make a public profession if he did. What I'm trying to say is, maybe deep down, he don't believe what he's preaching.
That's right. You got that right. Amen.
But I'm here to tell you this morning, you're looking at one who believes what he's preaching. As a human being, I'm subject to anything.
Amen.
I pray I never do what Swaggin did.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But for the grace of God, there go I. You ever heard that old saying?
Yes.
I pray I never stumble that bad.
That's right.
But I have stumbled.
Amen.
The Bible said a just man falls 7 times, rises up again. I fail 7 times, sir.
Amen.
Can I get a witness right there?
Yes.
Amen.
I've never one time had God cross his arms and say, you're out.
Yeah. Amen.
I want you to notice where Paul gets his confidence, Brother Charles. His confidence is based on and in the person of God. Now, if my confidence was in Jimmy Swagger, I'd be the best.
Yeah.
Are we okay? You shouldn't make fun. I'm not making fun.
Yeah.
Lord knows my heart. I am not making fun of Jimmy Swagger. God bless him.
Sure.
But my confidence is not in some preacher.
That's right.
My confidence is not in a Joel Osteen.
Amen.
Are y'all okay? Paul's confidence. Paul said, I know in who, what's the next word?
Who.
I have believed.
Right.
We can be confident and persuaded in our salvation because who is responsible for it?
Yeah.
If my salvation was of man, then it's fallible.
Sure.
If my confidence is in a preacher or an organization or a denomination or a religion, it is apt to fail. But my confidence is not in an organization or a denomination or a preacher or a religion. My confidence this morning in my salvation is in the very God of heaven who cannot and will not, never has, and never will fail. Are we okay? What's your confidence in? Is it in a prayer you pray? Or is it in who you prayed the prayer to?
Amen. That's right.
1, 2, 3, repeat after me. Don't make you a child of the
king. Amen, brother.
Are we all right this morning?
Yes,
well, I prayed a prayer one time.
Yeah.
Big wolf.
Yeah.
They pray prayers in some of the ungodliest places you'd ever want to imagine.
Yeah. All right.
The Masonic Lodge starts its meeting by praying to a superior being. The devil's a superior being.
Yeah. Amen.
Trying to help you this morning.
Yes.
Some pray a prayer to make peace with their spouse.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Some pray a prayer because they're sorry they got caught up with it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
My confidence, Brother Freddie, is not in the prayer that I pray.
Right, brother.
Because I can't stand here today, honestly, and tell you what I said.
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen.
I'll carry that a little bit further, Brother Charles. I believe it was the work in my heart was done before I ever opened my mouth.
Amen. See, you're right, sir.
Because I'd already trusted him in my heart.
Amen, brother.
My confidence is not in the prayer. My confidence is in the one that I pray to.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Those Islamists, they bow on a rug every day. They're more faithful in their prayer life than you could ever imagine. They pray at a certain time every day, and they face in a certain direction every time they pray, and they got their little rug that they carry with them to pray on. They are serious about their prayer.
Amen, preacher.
Sad thing is, there's nobody there to hear it.
Yeah.
There's nobody there to care. There's nobody there to answer. But I've got confidence this morning that when I bow my head, there is a God in heaven, a creator and a savior who hears my prayer. Said, I cried to the Lord and he inclined to me his ear.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank God, I've got one. My confidence is in the person of God whom I'm praying to.
Amen.
Paul's confidence, his persuasion was not only in the person of God, but it was in the power of God. Not just the person of God, but his confidence and his salvation was in the power of God. I'm glad I'm talking about the one this morning who possesses all power and all might.
Amen.
He said, I'm persuaded, Brother Freddie, here's what he said, that he's able.
Yeah, yes he is.
I'm persuaded that he's able.
Amen.
In other words, I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Like that song the kids sing, I've been through enough to know that he'll be enough.
Amen.
I'm persuaded this morning that he's able not just to save me and to keep me out of hell, but he's able to preserve me and keep me.
Amen. Absolutely.
I hope we're all right this morning.
Yes.
I may be preaching to the choir, but man, you need to get that thing settled and go off. Either you is or you ain't. You're either in or you're out.
Right.
Salvation is for keeps.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He's persuaded not just in the person of God, but in the power of God. He's able to keep, he said.
Yes.
He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him to say. Thank God I got God who can keep me. Now, look up here and we'll be real honest with you. If it were up to me to keep it, we'd have been lost a long, long time.
Because
I'm not able. Did you know before Jesus came, Brother Charles, those Jews had tried for, I don't know, 7,000 years? They tried to keep it. God gave them the law. Moses brought it down from Sinai, and they tried to keep it, but they couldn't keep it.
Right.
Amen. You know why? Because they were human.
Amen.
People say, well, preacher, if I get saved, I'm afraid I can't live it. Well, join the club.
Amen.
And so then I'd be a hypocrite. You'd be left just like the rest of
them. Amen.
Some of y'all sitting there with your little pointed nose saying, you're calling me a hypocrite? Yep.
Amen.
The best of us mess up.
Right.
I'm talking about Charles Dye.
Amen.
Paul is a man I know.
Amen.
But he's still a man.
Amen.
Glad it ain't up to me.
Yes.
Glad it ain't up to me. It's just an introduction. I'm going to give you some scriptures in a minute. I'm serious. I want you to write them down. I want you to keep them in your Bible.
Amen.
And when the devil tries to make you doubt your salvation, if you're really saved, I want you to read those scriptures.
Amen.
I want you to take the devil to the place in your mind where you got in and say, bless God by His grace.
Amen.
That's where I got saved.
Amen.
Now get off my back.
Amen.
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 Paul's confidence is based on the person of God and the power of God, but not only that, I believe he bases his confidence and his persuasion in the promise of God.
Yes, sir, bro.
I love that old song, Bro Charles, how's it go? Standing on the promises of Christ, my King.
Amen, bro. Amen.
I'm glad I got a promise from
you. Amen, bro.
Listen, I'm glad I've got some promises from God. Like I said, when I had the flu, I didn't feel saved, Brother Jack. I did, man. I was vomiting. I was running a fever. I was laying there shaking. Like almost having convulsions, man. Hard.
Yeah.
Wish I don't know that. I did not feel saved. Yeah. But I'm glad at any time I could open that book and based on His Word.
Yeah.
God, you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glad I got a book.
Amen.
I'm glad I got a promise, and I'm glad I got a God who cannot lie.
Amen.
Amen. Are you persuaded?
Oh, yeah, even more so.
Are you persuaded in what you got? Is it the real deal?
Amen.
I'm not talking about your baptism. I'm not talking about your church membership. I'm talking about your soul. This is not really a salvation, this message this morning. I'm preaching to save people.
Yeah.
I want you to know that if you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
You have no need to doubt it. You have no need to question. You don't have to be like the man on the plane and say, well, I hope so. I even tried to push it a little bit. I said, well, this plane don't make it look like it. I said, I'll tell you what, if it don't, 30,000 feet ain't nothing.
Yeah, right. Right.
I said, there may be a crowd on this plane going that way. I said, but I'm going to defy all gravity.
Yeah.
I said, this plane goes down, I'm going higher, higher, higher. Yeah. But that man said to me, he said, you really believe that, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank God I've got a promise.
Amen.
Now, here we go. Ephesians chapter number 2. Just going to give you some scripture this morning. That's the message. The rest of it, I'm just going to give you some scripture. I want you to look at it this morning. Ephesians chapter number 2. Go back to your left. If you're still in 2 Thessalonians. It's just 12:17. I have you out of here by 12:30. How about that? If I can find Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 2. Some of my favorite scripture in all the Word of God. I want you to write these down. You ought to underline them in your Bible. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8. Are you there? For by grace are you saved. You say that again. That's a good one. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. And that not of yourself. Look, if I had anything to do with it, it wouldn't have took. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Yes.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Right.
Listen, man, I didn't work to get it, and I don't have to work to keep it.
Right.
I work because I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I work because I owe a debt. Y'all listening? I'm not working for my salvation. Jesus done paid for it. It was paid in full. Take your Bible and go over to John chapter number 6. Keep going back to your left. We'll stay in John probably. No, maybe not. John chapter number 6. I can quote some of these to you, but I want you to look at that. I want you to see it for yourself. This is not what the Baptists believe.
Right.
It is what we believe.
Right.
But it's just not our theory or our idea. It's what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Amen. John chapter number 6. Look at verse number, where'd it go? 47. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I'm listening just to see if I still hear pages. Now, if you're one of them people who are just hung up on red letter words, here's your red letter verse right here. Jesus said.
Yeah.
I'm not being critical, but they're all his words.
Yeah.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath, say the next word with me,
yeah,
everlasting life. Do you know what everlasting means? It means everlasting. You can turn to this one if you want to. John 3 and verse number 16.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. There's no clauses in that. There's no ifs in that. I'm talking about persuasion this morning. John chapter number 10. Turn over there. Just a couple pages. John, it's really good to look through your Bible a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
Some of you going to look at it all week, I bet. So it looks hard to look at it a little bit this morning. Salvation is the Lord's gift to us. And will never be revoked. John chapter 10 and verse number 28. Jesus said, and I give unto them, say it with me, eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's pretty good stuff. I'm trying to tell you, you can have confidence in what Jesus did in your heart. You don't have to do it again. If you really, now, if you didn't really get it settled, if all you did is pray a prayer and sign the card and join the church and got dumped in the baptistry, I'm talking about it had to really happen in your life. But if you are really saved, you are really eternally saved. Or the Bible is alive. Well, let's see. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go next. Romans chapter number 8. Go, you're right. Romans chapter number 8. I told you I didn't preach the message. I'm just giving you some book to back it up. Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1. Still here, pages. Y'all take your time. I'm going to go over it. I want you to find it. I'm telling you what happened when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1, you there? There is therefore now, I love this, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus and walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's a big deal. There's no more condemnation. There's no more judgment. There's no more punishment. It's been appeased. It's been taken care of. Romans chapter 4. Back up just a few pages. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. About that?
Yes.
Just keep reading. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
Yes.
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Amen.
Now, you can say what you want. Since the day I got saved, I'm no longer charged for my sin. I'm guilty of it, and I need to confess it and get it right. But I will never, ever, 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 ever be condemned for my sin and get it right. That makes sense? I'm not saying I don't need to confess. I'm not giving, people say, oh, that eternal security buzz, that's just an excuse for sin. No, it's not.
Amen, brother.
It's not an excuse for sin. Just because you are once saved, always saved, does not give you the right to go sit in a bar stool and get drunk tonight. It does not give you the right or the choice to smoke dope, shoot drugs, or have adultery. No, it's not a blanket.
Amen, brother. Amen.
God had to do it that way because He knew we could do it no other way.
Right.
Amen.
If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are we doing okay? Thank God, my sin is no longer charged to my account.
Amen.
Right. Yes, sir.
I've got an advocate, the Bible said, with the Father, who is Jesus Christ, sitting at his right hand, and when I mess up, and the old accuser, the devil, goes before God and says, look at him, like what he's doing. Look what he's thinking. Look what's going through his mind. And Jesus looks at the Father and says, put it on my account.
Amen. Amen.
Charge it to me.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all just don't get it. You don't understand what you have sitting at the right hand of God this morning. Put it on me. Yeah. Father, I got it. I got that one too. Yeah, that one too.
Amen.
Not just the one he did today and the one he did yesterday, but the ones he's going to do tomorrow. I got them too.
Yes, sir.
is not an excuse to sin.
Amen.
But if we sin,
amen.
What the Bible says.
Right.
We've got an advocate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got to quit.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans chapter number 8. Go back there again. I love this one. Are y'all writing these down? I hope y'all are. Trust me, if you're saved, there's going to come a day you need these verses. And maybe you don't doubt your salvation, but you may need to help your children. You may run into somebody like I did on the plane yesterday. Who says, I hope so. I hope I've been good enough. Oh, there's no good, no
harm. That's right.
All our righteousness is a filthy rag. Ain't nothing good about us. Oh, thank God. Romans chapter number 8, look at verse number 38. Romans chapter 8, and verse number 38. Paul says, he loves this word, don't he? For I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
Here we go again, bunch of y'all. He's got some old convincing done. He's got his mind made up about something else.
Amen.
For I'm persuaded that neither, say it with me,
death, nor life,
nor angels, nor principalities, oh my, that's some demons, ain't it?
Yeah.
Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able. Now he said Christ is able to keep me.
Yeah.
But he said none of these things are able to separate us from the love of God, which is in what?
Christ
Jesus our Lord. Don't tell me you can fall from grace.
Amen.
It's hard to fall off of something you're in. I got a swimming pool. I ain't right now, it looks like catfish farm. But I don't think catfish is living. Anyway, I got a swimming pool. I have fell in it. But I ain't never fell out of it.
That's good.
I'm glad one night, as a 19-year-old boy, I fell in it. And I've been talking about it in everything.
I ain't even ever had one of my grandbabies come crying, Papa, I fell out of the pool.
Amen.
Hard to fall off something you need.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I give you one or two more? What time is it? It's 12:29. Brother John, y'all come to me. John chapter number 6. Go back over there. I want y'all to get this. You know why? Because I want you to be as settled as I am. I want you to be just as sure as the Apostle Paul was. What did I say, John chapter number 6? Verse number 37. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise. I love this. What's the last two words?
Cast out.
I've been kicked out of hunting clubs. I won't say why. Apparently there's a certain rule. I've been kicked out of school. I ain't never been kicked out of God.
Yeah.
And never will be. John chapter number 3. That God will never be cast out. John chapter number 3. Almost done. John chapter number 3. Verse number 3. Talking about old Nicodemus here. Jesus says to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jump down to verse number 5. Nicodemus having a hard time with it.
Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." Here's the thought I want you to take from those verses. One is born can never be unborn. Say it again. What is born can never be unborn.
That's right. Amen. Yes, sir.
Well, 1 John, all the way back toward the back of the Bible. 1 John. When I was growing up, they called them Big John and Little John. 1 John. First John, chapter number 3, verse number 2. Remember, Mel Gibson said, "We're all God's children." According to the Bible, we're not. I'm glad John said it. First John, chapter number 3, verse number 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now, what's it mean now? After we trusted Christ as our Savior, after we received that spirit of adoption, now we are the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, I love thee.
Amen.
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Amen.
For we shall see him as he is.
Yeah, amen. Yes, thank you.
Simple thought this morning. Some of you's probably heard every bit of that. You're familiar with every scripture that I've read, but yet somehow you still doubt. You still wonder. The Bible says God's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
If it's not settled in your heart, get it settled.
Amen.
I don't believe you can get saved over and over and over and over again. But man, you can doubt your salvation. You can get so far away from God, you don't have to have the flu to not feel safe.
Yeah.
You can just get full of sin and the devil. Get backslid and not feel safe. Doesn't mean you need to get saved again, but you just need to get right with God.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm just telling you this morning, if I wasn't sure, I'd get sure.
Amen.
What's the day? January the 27th. 2019. Could that be the day that could be the testimony the rest of your life? On January the 27th, 2019, I got settled in my heart about where I'll spend eternity. And I'm never looking back again. Stand at our feet this morning.